there was an arrangement made that the contractor did create laterals connections for sewer and water, done at the time so that there wouldn't be road cuts. That one of the conditions would be that the applicant would have to reimburse the city for those expenses as a condition. This shows more, you can see in the lower right-hand corner, that's that existing garage that extends outside the boundary, and that would have to be removed as part of this. This is a proposed subdivision. This is the northern lot, which has the house, and the southern one. Again, you can really see on this picture that the garage does extend outside the property boundaries. There would be a considerable road dedication from the applicant because River Road, well, we'll get to that later in the report, but River Road is one of our collector roads.
Yeah. One thing to just take note of is there is a 50-foot setback required for future buildings next to River Road for this type of subdivision, so the home on the southern lot would be a little bit farther back than what we're seeing up on the northern lot.
Mm-hmm. So water requirements, they do have the existing house that they would be credited for, two culinary connections if they had another house built, so the total would be 2.5 acre feet. They would be credited for the existing dwelling and historically the irrigated yard, so they do have plenty of water. Possible findings. The proposed lots meet the minimum requirements for the R17 zoning district. The proposal does meet the intent of the general plan for that zoning district. The subdivision will contribute to the master trails plan by adding funds to the general trails fund that would be used to help accomplish the master trails plan. The duration of preliminary and final approval would be for 1 year from the date of approval of the development by the city council. If the final plat is not recorded with the county recorder within that 1 year period of time, the development's approval shall be voided and both preliminary and final approvals would have to be reobtained to reinstate the project, unless upon request by the applicant and on a showing of extenuating circumstances, the city council extended the time limit for plat recording with or without conditions. No more than 3 1-year extensions would be allowed, and the granting or denying of any extension with or without conditions is within the sole discretion of the city council, and an applicant would have no right to receive such an extension. Some proposed conditions. As I described before, during the River Road reconstruction project, the water, sewer, and pressurized irrigation lateral was installed for the proposed lot 2, so that would have to be reimbursed before, prior to recording of any plat. Second one would be that the owners would have to pay for all fees, including connection fees for culinary water, sewer, secondary water, prior to the recording of any plat. The owners would have to dedicate the required areas for River Road and 100 North before recording the plats. Since River Road is considered a local collector, it's got a 66-foot right-of-way, so they dedicate 33 feet. 100 North is considered a local road with a 56-foot right-of-way, so it would be a 28-foot dedication. And we've talked already about the existing non-conforming garage would have to be removed prior to the recording of any plat. And a note shall be included on the plat advising that only a single family dwellings are allowed on the two lots. So in other words, no duplexes, because that wouldn't meet code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this zone does allow duplexes if requirements are met and there's acreage and frontage requirements, but neither lot meet those two requirements, mm-hmm. and nor has the water requirement been calculated for two dwellings on either of the two lots. So these would be limited to single family homes. Now, one thing that we would probably want to do too is in the conditions list that lot one doesn't have access directly to River Road. We'd rather that driveway needs to come in from the north. We're trying to have as minimal amount of accesses onto our collector roads, and especially crossing the trail that was recently built in front of the property. So lot two would need to access from River Road, but lot one would need to access directly from 100 North. So we'd want that condition on that. That'd be a proposed condition.
Does lot one have a garage currently? The house on lot one?
It doesn't.
So
do you want to build a garage?
So it may be okay to face it that direction instead of the other?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are existing driveways from the north, and just talking to the applicants, they do want to build a garage, but it sounds like it would not be too much of a burden to come in from 100 North, is my understanding. They can correct
We do have the applicants here if there's any questions, and I'm happy to answer any questions as well.
So can we, what about a proposal for a common driveway with only access off of 100 North instead of River Road and crossing the path, so that other lot would just, they would just share access?
Cut a lot of property.
So normally we haven't done that, had a crossing. Sometimes we've combined two lots that they both have to access off of one road directly, but it, that would be a step in a new direction. There's some benefits to that, but there's also some impacts on the property to the.
The idea being, again, what is the priority? Is it keeping traffic off of collector roads going forward, or is it, you know, pushing into some other new idea? It's just an idea.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of properties with joint driveways. It could be an easement through the one with access to the other. Just an idea.
Yeah.
Commissioner, my preference would be to keep the two driveways. If we share, I see the value in sharing, but we've got that trail there, and we're basically doubling the traffic that would cross that. And I really don't have concerns. I don't see a trail in the near future on 100 North. I think we'd minimize the crossing of the trail if we didn't do that. But I see the value in it.
I thought the trail was on River Road.
Yeah.
So the driveway would come off of 100 North.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
He's saying no driveway at all to River Road.
Okay.
Basically, the lot owner to the south would need to cross up to here to get out.
I see.
It is a new direction. We haven't done that on other properties, but it's something to consider. I don't know if we've really got a code that would do that right now, but it is something we should look at. For what it's worth, I'm happy to make a brief comment to that. I'm one of the owners of the property, and we did take that under consideration, but we felt like the existing garage on the far south of the property really grandfathered in that as the current main curb cut for the property's access by automobile, and pulling on the access from 100 North and bringing it all the way down that property boundary would just really be a detriment to both parcels. So we really want to have the best outcome for either of those lots, which is where we're keeping the River Road access and also utilizing the 100 North access for the northernmost property.
What are the other buildings? I know that the garage at the bottom of that yellow square has to be.
It's an RV or something.
Yeah, what is that? Is it a trailer?
Was a trailer.
Was.
So the property owners to the south of us, for some time prior to our purchasing the property, were utilizing our yard unofficially as
storage.
A little bit of a storage.
Oh.
And when we moved in, we have a really good operating relationship with them, and we were happy to extend that use to them for a little while. So that trailer is no longer on our property, but that's what that was.
Thank you.
Chairman, I want to tell Cole and the other owners, thank you. They came to us while we were doing River Road, shared their thoughts. We came up with a plan to avoid. So now we've avoided two road cuts on that new road, and thank you for doing that, Cole. Also, you can actually see right here, they were parking on this side, getting gravel on the trail. I stopped and talked to Cole. Cole said, well, what if we clean the trail? I want to thank you. I think that's the cleanest 200-foot trail in all of Midwest City. And thank you again. I've driven by and seen them with their push broom. So thank you for doing that.
Happy to collaborate. Really glad that the timing worked out on getting the utilities in. So I grew up in this valley, and happy to do our best job to keep it the way that we like it.
Thank you.
Michael, I just have a sort of out of curiosity. When the city is reimbursed for money from something that was paid some years ago, is it the inflation taken into account?
So I'm going to pass that one.
No, we look at it and say the value of not having a road cut Yes, it is taken into account. In the county, we don't have roads failed. No, we did.
Okay.
But we were made whole.
Okay.
Usually we don't, we kind of plan those. If it's gonna be given, then it's gonna happen fairly soon. And that was kind of the case with this one.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Nope. Do we have a motion, anyone?
And the only thing I'd ask for is a motion if you adopt conditions is to add that one extra condition that, Michael mentioned, that access from lot one would only be on one way.
Okay.
Okay, so a sixth condition?
Yes.
Nobody? I'll do it.
Go for it.
I recommend preliminary and final approval for the small-scale subdivision to be known as Sage Hill Estates. The preliminary plan includes two lots on 0.55 acres. The property is in the R17 zone at 85 North River Road. That we incorporate the staff findings. Proposed conditions 1 through 5 be added, with a sixth condition that the driveway access for lot one be from, was it 100 North?
Yes.
100,
yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, passes. And the final?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion, excellent. We're adjourned.
Before we adjourn, can we give a thank you to Bill? Because I think this is his last meeting with us.
Yeah, that is correct. Bill he's our second longest tenured planning commissioner behind Jeff. And Bill has built a home in Portugal, so he's going to be in Portugal.
What?
For
wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
to Bill.
We're going to miss
yes.
him. He's still going to keep that spot here in Midway.
I am.
Well, enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.